Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. In the background, we hear the Rebbe Eli Melech, and this is Charlie Bernhout with 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how the first hour goes? It's everything but chazanus, and the second hour is strictly chazanut for the cantorial lovers in the audience. I know that's the majority, but we have the mix. So I want to share all this wonderful soul music with you. I remind you, probably know by now, that next Monday, on January 19th, I'll be giving a presentation at Lincoln Square Synagogue, Yossele's World. It's an in-depth examination of his life year by year. It traces his meteoric rise and his tragic fall. And there's also a whole discussion about the origins of sound recordings. We'll bring the old Victrola, 1905 RCA Victor Victrola with a wooden horn, play original recordings. There'll be some films and discussions about the his life in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It's something that you should find very interesting. It's at Lincoln Square Synagogue on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. It's at 8:15. Next Monday, January 19th. Okay, so a little Rebbe Eli Melech, and let's go to Dave Taras. We haven't heard Dave Taras for quite a while. This is a recording from about 75 years ago. This is Brana's Chasana, and somebody's wedding. I guess it was Bronsis. Okay. Dave Taras. He was one of the greats of the klezmer period, early klezmer period. I differentiate that with what currently is the so-called klezmer experience. Okay, you know, Jan Pierce and Richard Tucker, they were married to sisters, and I understand that it wasn't the closest of relationships. Let's hear Jan Pierce, first of all, with the anniversary song, classic.
Mit mir unser Wals von Amor gehabt nur mit dir hab ich Glück und not so gespielt hat man dann unser Wald so schön. Zwei junge Herzen mit seinem Gewehr, Liebesgefühl unschuldig und rein, gedrückt hab ich dich seit zärtlich zu dir sich eingeliebt bald in dir. Komm ich der Wolf in der Schulter weiß, geheiert das Hassene Glicker seit Reiß. Denkst du die Nacht so gespielt die Musik in selben Walz von Glück. Lebt noch die Nacht jene glückliche Nacht.
Jan Pierce with the anniversary song. Whenever I play that and I listen to that, I think of my mother, the wonderful woman Evelyn, and this was her favorite song, the anniversary song. Of course, she loved Jolson's version of all, which I should occasionally play. But this Jan Pierce version is beautiful. I want to play a song that, it's not a Jewish song, perhaps, but it's Jan Pierce. It's something that I love. It's I don't like many songs that aren't Jewish songs, quite frankly. But this is the Bluebird of Happiness, and I just think that it's such a wonderful selection. I just want to share it with you at this time. Jan Pierce with Bluebird of Happiness.
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fate. Today a smile and tomorrow a tear, we're never sure what's in store. So learn your lesson before it is too late. So be like I, hold your head up high till you find the bluebird of happiness. You will find greater peace of mind knowing there's a bluebird of happiness. And when he sings to you, though you're deep in blue, creep through, and so remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow, it makes no difference who you are, it's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the woman on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fear. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same. It's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above. So don't you forget, you must search till you find the bluebird. You will find peace and contentment forever. If you will be like I, hold your head up high till you see a ray of light and cheer. And so remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoy the words and the music, Jan Pierce. Now let's hear his brother-in-law, Richard Tucker, and this will be Sunrise, Sunset from Fiddlers. Fiddler.
The little girl I carried, is this the little boy at play. I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and
beautiful, beautiful song. Okay, the two brother-in-laws. Oh, I'm having a senior moment. I can't think of the Jewish comedian, but he tells a story about taking his elderly mother, who was born in the shtetl, to see Fiddler on the Roof. And afterwards, after the show, he says, "Ma, did it remind you of the life in the shtetl?" She says, "Yes, but I don't remember so much dancing and singing." Anyway, okay, that was an attempt. Anyway, Simcha, I hope you you caught that one. Okay, Yossi Azulai, a couple of selections. Let's hear "Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim," Yossi Azulai.
Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini. תדבק לשוני, לחיתי, אם לא אזכרכי. אם אשכחך ירושלים תשכח ימיני תדבק לשוני לכי כי אם לא אזכרכי
Yossi Azulai, this is Rabbi Shalom Shabazi medley. I think Azulai is Sephardi. That's a good guess, isn't it? Okay, this is Rabbi Shalom Shabazi medley.
We are called a son of God.
אהבת ראיה רצוני מחמד נפשי וליבי אשאל עצורי וקוני ישלחה מרפא לעוצבי אשאל עצורי וקוני ישלחה מרפא לעוצבי אלך דרך מסילה בין שרידי הקהילה בין שרידי הקהילה הזהירים בת הפילה בין שרידי הקהילה הזהירים בת הפילה הזהירים בדפילה בין שרידי הקהילה הזהירים בדפילה
Okay, Yossi Azulai. That was Rabbi Shalom Shabazi Medley. And we'll hear one more selection. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. He was born in the Gilo neighborhood of Yerushalayim in 1977. He grew up in Givat Zev. At the age of 17, he sang in a youth band called Me'orav Yerushalmi. Before enlisted in the army, the singer Rita, a very popular singer in Israel, who was touched by his voice, surprised him by inviting him to sing with her at a performance at the Jerusalem Theater. And after that, his career took off. So a little bit about Yossi Azulai. I guess he's 37, 38 years old. A kid, just a young kid. Let's hear one more selection. This is Shalom Aleichem. Azulai. Simcha, you're right. As you know, when I make my presentations, on the Jewish comedy, I always point out that Norman Cousins found that comedy was the best medicine, that when you laugh, endorphins are produced, which fight disease. And Simcha, I know I don't play enough comedy. A calendar New Year resolution is I'll try to play some more comedy. But, you know, one of the problems is a lot of the recorded comedy selections are not appropriate to be played on the radio. I haven't played this one selection. This is Larry Best. Simcha, I know you're up there in Toronto, and I dedicate this to you. And Paul Schneck, this is good for a good laugh. This is Larry Best. I hope this is the right one.
Typical little grandmother who was so interested in health called up Mount Sinai Hospital.
She says, hello, Mount Sinai Hospital. I want to talk with the person that gives the information about the patients. But I don't want the plain information like the condition is good, the condition is improved, the patient is getting better, and it's good at worst. I want the whole information from top to bottom, from A to B.
Well, I don't know whether we can do this, dear. Could you hold the phone? We know it's a very, very odd request. Hold it a minute. And there was a pause for a moment, and finally a very, very strict, you know, type of voice got on to... Are you the person who's interested in one of the patients?
She said, yes, darling. I was wondering...
She said, well, what patient? You know, we don't do this for every patient. What patient are you interested in?
She said, well, I was wondering, could you tell me the condition for Mrs. Sarah Kornblum in room 502?
She said, Sarah Kornblum in 502. Now, just hold on a moment. Kaplan, Klinghorn, Copet. Oh, here it is, Kornblum. Oh, very good. It seems that she's improving rapidly. She's, as a matter of fact, she's very well. She enjoyed two good meals, and the doctor says that if she keeps improving like this, he's going to let her go home Thursday at 12 o'clock.
She says, Thursday, 12 o'clock, she goes home. Denga, I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you very, very much. She goes home Thursday, 12 o'clock. God so dank, and I'm so glad to hear that. Isn't that wonderful?
She said, you know, by your enthusiasm, I take it that you're one of the close family.
She said, what kind of one of the close family? This is Sarah Kornblum. My doctor don't tell me anything.
Okay, that was Larry Best with Sarah Kornblum. Okay, Mikola Katz. He was born Mayor Myron Katz in Cleveland, Ohio. He was born in 1909. He died in 1985. In 85, so he was a young man, right? Was 76 years old. That's much too young. His son, of course, one of his sons, many of you are aware, is Joel Gray. Just one little tidbit about his early days. One evening when Katz was 11, his father took him to a concert at the Talmud Torah. A clarinet solo was on the program. On the way home, Katz told his father that he wanted to play the clarinet. But for his father to pay for an instrument and lessons, this was out of the question. The next day, Katz asked the bandmaster of the local high school for a school clarinet. And within a few days, he received an old and dusty clarinet. The next step was to find a way to pay for clarinet lessons. He went to his uncle and offered to clean his tailor shop if we'd pay for the lessons. And the rest is history. And just a little side note about this song, How Much Is That Pickle in the Window? You know, it's a spoof on How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Some of you may know some of my history in Newark, New Jersey, and Tabachniks. I went to work in Tabachniks. Let me see. I was 13 years old in 1949. And for 6 months, I just packed pickles and sauerkraut. They were so busy, and they did such a business, besides all the great Novi and all the fish and the appetizers in the deli. Pickles were an enormous business, And I used to stand there, and any little kid that came by would offer, I'd say, would you like a little pickle? You know, and we used to sell a ton of barrels and barrels of pickles and sauerkraut. So when I play this particular selection, it brings back memories about the early days of the deli. So let's hear Mikola Katz with How Much Is That Pickle in the Window?
How much is that pickle in the window? The one that Santa poked the pail. Zug me, if it cost is that pickle in the window? I do hope that pickle's for sale. My ears are too. A pickle is good with hot doggies. Or salami, what's hard like a brick. But never eat pickles with ice cream. Cause ice cream and pickles don't mix.
Oy.
How much is that pickle in the window? Is it sweet or sour, Mr. Birkin? I want me a pickle, a big one. Cause a pickle too small is a jerkin. I read in the papers there are burglars. A gun if who robs you in bed. Please, some watchdog, a pickle will come in so handy. With that pickle, I'll break him his head. Oh, I'll give him such as that. I don't want a knish or a blintze. Or a doggy in the window called Schmerl. Please take out that beautiful pickle. But don't lose your hand in the bell. Don't be half trave by kosher pickle lock to be sure. How much is that pickle in the window? The one that's on top of the concert pail. How much is that shiny pickle in the window? Oh, yeah, I do hope that pickle's for sale. Dill pickles, sour pickles, garlic pickles, knobble pickles, cucumbers, joykins. Happy ulcer, brother.
Okay, Mikola Katz, and that was Joel Gray's father. Someone asked me, I have almost every one of his recordings. Unfortunately, a lot of them are a little suggestive. Hernandel's Hernandel's Hideaway, Shrimp Boats Are Coming, Geschreie der Wildkatzke. There's so many that are classics, but I just refrained from playing them. Some of you may have some favorites that you could say or could let me know if you think they're appropriate for the program. I'll play them in the future. I have most of them, most of his records, actually. Okay, Menashe Skolnick. He had a song called "I'm Sam, the Man Who Made the Pants Too Long." And again, since I've been on the air since 1977. Let's see, that's my son Sam. I got to work backwards. So Sam is 46. So it's he was a little kid when I started playing this on WFMU. Let's hear Menashe Skolnick. And Simcha, I hope some of these are satisfying to you. And Paul, I hope you enjoy these also. And Saul and... there's just so many who are listening who I know enjoy these particular selections, and let's hear Menashe Skolnick.
Ich introduce dich, du allein.
was a businessman. Suits to order, though, gemacht just like a tailor can. Bis einer hat gemacht, das Song in mir, and that's the truth. That was my flop, man macht mein Schab, at Sinfonier kaputt. Bin Sam, the man that made the pants too long. Ihr seht dem Geiger, so gemacht dem Song. Der Coat, the West is fein gepresst, der Mantel nicht der Drunk. Er hat mir verjuckt, wenn hat gesucht. Sam, you made the pants too long. Gespoilt mir meine Business mit dem Song. Instead it's short, it's better if it's long. Wenn ich wohl gemacht, the pants to fit. A song geschrieben wollte nicht. I'm Sam, the man who made the pants too long. Nur aber vermacht es da. Bin gegangen sich in ein Job. Bin geworden Arbeiter in ein Restaurant. Dann kommt da einer Customer und will ein Stück Fisch. Nur dann gleich weg in die Kitchen und dann gebrachte Fisch. Wenn man da ist, ist das eine Frage, you know. Und sucht der Customer zu mir, yesterday you didn't have any fish. Sag ich ihm, it's impossible, because duschtige Fisch liegt schon durch über einen Monat. Oh, haben sie mir gesagt, oh, was ist my fault? I mean, tell me, was ist my fault? Nun bin ich weg in der Factory arbeiten, aber der Foreman didn't like me. You know, was a Foreman is? A Foreman is a guy, du sehr allein arbeiten nicht. Er watscht noch andere sollen arbeiten. Nun ist ein wenig jealous of me, because everybody thought that I am the Foreman. Hat mir gesagt, no really, was it my fault? Bin ich wegarbeiten in einer Grocery. $18 a Woche. Seht ihr, ihr könnt kriegen einen Job für $30 a Woche, aber besser gehen mit dem für 18. Ich hab bald ausgefügt, Thomas sagt mir, warum soll ich verlieren 30? Ist nicht besser, als ich verliere nur 18? Aber von der Grocery hab ich allein gequitt. I didn't want to work in the Grocery, because the Grocery, man, a ganze Tag, hat nur gewollt, so legen Eier in die Winde. Bin ich weg. Und jetzt weißt ihr, was ihr geht hin. Ich will öffnen, a Shop mir in the West. In machen will ich nur a Coaten West. Mit a Coaten West nehm ich a Chance. Ich will a Schneider sein und Pants. I'm Sam, the man who made the pants too long.
I'm Sam, who made the pants too long. Okay, Menashe Skolnick. There's a few recordings that I have of his. I have a lot of recordings, not enough time to play them. You know, life is going by just too quickly, just too quickly. This is Alberto A. Mizrahi with Tumbalalaika with the Zamir Chorale.
Steht aber runer Tracht, Tracht und Tracht der ganze Nacht. Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen, Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen.
Tumbala, 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 Laika, Tumbala, 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 Laika, Tumbala, Laika, Spielbala, Laika, Tumbala, Laika, Freilach so sein.
Tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika, spielbalalaika, tumbalalaika. Mädel, Mädel, ich will bei dir fragen, was kann wachsen, wachsen und regen? Was kann brennen und nicht aufhören? Was kann denken, weinen und rären? Tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika, spielbalalaika, tumbalalaika.
Tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika, tumbalalaika,
tumbalalaika, tumba la laika, tumba la laika. Narischer Bocher, wo starfst du fregen? A Steinchen wachsen, wachsen und regen. Liebe kann brennen, uni Teufel, a Herz kann denken, weinen und tränen.
Okay, Alberto Mizrahi with Tumbala Laika. Well, next here, Avihu Medina with a recording of Borchenu. Borchenu coming right up.
Hashem Elokeinu Bechol, Bechol Maase Yadeinu
Bechol, Bechol Maase Yadeinu
Parcheinu Hashem Elokeinu Uvarech, Uvarech Et Shnateinu
Hashem Elokeinu
Avihu Medina. And I think we have time for one more selection. This will be Yehoram Gaon. And this is Ptach Lanu Shar. Open for us the gates. Yes. Yehoram Gaon.
פתח לנו שער בעת נעילת שער פתח לנו שער בעת נעילת שער כיפנה כיפנה יום פתח לנו שער בעת נעילת שער Kifana, kifana yom Ptach lanu shar Be'et neilat shar Ptach lanu shar Be'et neilat shar Kifana, kifana yom פתח לנו שער בעת לילת שער כיפנה כיפנה יום
Okay, this was Yehoram Gaon, and this is Charlie Bernhout. Hope you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Stay tuned for the second hour of Chazanut. You know how to reach me. It's very simple. It's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everybody.